Your Guardians outstanding. They have a 1-0 series lead in the ALDS against the Detroit Tigers. And to talk about them, we welcome in Matt Derry from the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. You hear it right here on 92.3, on the Odyssey app. And you hear him right here on 92.3 The Fan and 92.3TheFan.com. Hello, Matt.
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
We're doing okay. Game one, it was such a wild beginning. The three-run home run by Lane Thomas in the first, all the way to the two-run double from David Fry. Just an outstanding performance altogether. Were you surprised by the offensive output?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you watch this team, and I know you guys have for the last few months, it's not exactly been an offensive juggernaut. Yet, for some odd reason, they were extremely aggressive with Tyler Holton, who, by the way, any time that the Guardians have taken on the Tigers, and Holton has been, you know, an opener, he's done really well. So this was an opportunity for this team to kind of get going, jump on him. I'd love when Reese Olsen came to the game and first pitch Lane Thomas got one right over the center of the plate. They know that the Tigers' game plan has always been, and this is one of the reasons why Detroit got into the playoffs, they want to control the strike zone. That's what they've been talking about since their general manager, Boy Wonder, Scott Harris, got hired a couple of years ago. We want to control the zone. Well, Olsen threw one right down the middle, and Thomas was aggressive with it. So it was a surprise. You love to see it. And now it sets up for a very interesting matchup tonight because of how good Tarik Skubal's been.
Boy, Matt, it seemed to me in the lead-up to the game, a lot of fans were nervous. There was anxiety. We went back to remembering losing eight straight playoff games, having issues in the closeout games, and knowing that Skubal was going in Game 2, it seemed to put a premium on how important Game 1 was. But it felt like right off the rip having Stephen Kwan come out there, and he was a big unknown. How would he do? How would he fare with his injury? He comes out and does what he does, and then the first inning, the rest is history. How important was the start to that game and changing really the entirety of the city's feelings about this team and their chances?
No, I agree, Anthony, and I'll say this too. I mean, Kwan's the key to everything. When Kwan was hurt the first time, they got very fortunate that guys like Tyler Freeman and others, I think, were a little bit over their skis in how they were playing. The second time around when Kwan was out, it wasn't the same offense. It just wasn't. And he sets the tone for everything. And if he's healthy, he's able to run down balls in the outfield and make plays, but he's getting on base, you know, his second at bat, I loved it. He drew the walk. And he wears other teams' pitchers down. And he sets the tone for the whole thing. So I love seeing a healthy Stephen Kwan. I love the fact that when other teams try to match lefties up against our team, which has happened earlier in the year, and the Guardians struggled. I think they've been better against lefties the second half of the year. But Kwan's a guy that lefties, righties, doesn't matter. He's going to hit anybody, and I think he's a pain in the ass to the other team.
Matt Derry, Derry Brothers Guardians cast, joining us here on the show. The bullpen, again, just an outstanding performance, as we've talked about it. Who do you think is the biggest cog in that bullpen there, Matt? Who's the most special one? Other than the closer, Emmanuel Clase, who's the most special setup guy?
I mean, Cade Smith is unhittable. And it was funny, when Bybee got taken out of the game the other day, people were questioning on the old Twitter app there, what are they doing? Why would they take him out? And I saw some Detroit people say, well, this could be our chance now. No, you're bringing Cade Smith into the game, and that's not C-A-D-E, that's K-apostrophe-D. He just pays everybody. I mean, he could be that Andrew Miller type, and I hate to go back to 2016 and dust off that old bit, but let's be honest, he could have that Miller type of impact, kind of the Alexio Gondo impact when the Rangers made it to the World Series years ago. It's the same type of thing. Cade Smith is special, and I think Vogt's going to use him a ton. I think in any game that's close, he's pitching.
Matt, when it comes to Skubal, what do you think is the best way to approach him? They've only faced him, what, once this year. It was a pretty decent outing. What do you do against him?
You mentioned it, Ken. That one outing against them, they kind of swung early. Skubal just attacks, man. He just throws strikes. He's the best pitcher in the American League, the best starting pitcher in the American League. He's going to win the Cy Young. And I watched him start against Houston in Game 1 the other day, when they beat the Astros, and all he did was just pump 95, 98 with that devastating changeup past you. And they got to lay off that low changeup. But I think the other thing that Stephen Vogt's going to do today I think you're going to see Tyler Freeman. I think you're going to see Austin Hedges. I think those guys are both going to play. Hedges has pretty decent numbers, and I know Austin Hedges isn't a hitter, but I think he's going to play, and I think you're going to see Freeman back from AAA in center field today. He's got decent numbers against Scooble, and that could be a little bit of a curveball that Stephen Vogt throws at you with a right-handed hitting guy that kind of sees Scooble pretty well. But the guy's special. But if the Guardians guy, Matthew Boyd, keeps him in the game and it's 0-0, 1-1, sixth or seventh inning, you like your chances with the Guardians bullpen right now, although the Tiger bullpen's been pretty good.
Do you have to take back any of the things you might have said about Lane Thomas earlier, or were you one of the ones that were holdouts for him?
Well, I mean, look, Todd and I on the podcast numerous times, yes, there were times we were saying it's more like Lame than M Thomas than Lane Thomas, but man, he's been great the last month. He finally seems comfortable. He's hitting righties and lefties, and he's playing with a little bit of a swagger. I'll say this, though. I think late in games, they're going to have to move him to right field, maybe do a defensive substitution with Freeman in center because he scares me a little bit out in the outfield. He's got a great arm, but I don't think he's a great outfielder if that's one little small knock on him. But right now, the way he's swinging the bat, I love that he's there right behind Naylor, and I think that's a good spot for him right now.
Where might Lane be in the lineup today against Scooble?
I think they're going to keep it pretty much the same, Anthony. I mean, I would still hit Fry second, and I would still hit Thomas fifth. I wouldn't change anything there. I just think Freeman's going to play instead of Noel, and I think Hedges will play instead of Bo Naylor. I mean, look, we always say Austin Hedges is kind of an automatic out at times. He handles the staff great, but Bo Naylor hasn't exactly been hitting all year, so I don't think it's that big of a drop-off. But I would venture to say Freeman would be in there tonight if I had to guess, and Austin would hit ninth.
Do you think – I think David Fry is really still battling something there. Do you feel the same thing other than what they've told us originally?
I mean, he hasn't caught 10 in months.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, if his shoulder or elbow or whatever it is was healthy, he'd be catching. But he's not. So that – you know, when you're facing a right-hander, I mean, the other day they kind of knew it was going to be Holton, and then they guessed right. It was either going to be Hennepy or whatever – or Olsen. So they went with Fry. Look, if Fry hits righties the way he's been hitting them the last week and a half, 2 weeks, then it's all right. You do want to make sure that Manzardo is getting some opportunities. But, yeah, I mean, Fry hasn't caught in months, so we're not going to see him do anything but DH and in an emergency play first base.
Because the reason I asked, you know, he's 2-for-3 on Saturday. Yeah, I said what happened in the sixth right as I brought you on. I think the proper credit needs to be given. I know that it's late in the season. It's a postseason. Everybody's battling something, but I think he's battling something significant there, and I think proper credit needs to be given to him.
No question. I mean, I think he's battled through it. He's not said a word about it. And I think that, look, he's hitting right now. And the fact that Stephen Vogt had him in that two-hole the other day, it's a vote of confidence. I know right after the All-Star break, he really went cold. I think he was tired. I mean, you're talking about traveling out to the All-Star game, being a part of those festivities, still battling that arm issue that he's had. Give the guy credit, though. I think this little time off helped him tremendously between the end of the season and round one here, round two.
Gavin Williams is speaking today. And as Owen has enlightened me earlier this morning, that usually means that he might be working game three. What would your process be for game three if you were managing the Guardians?
What would I do?
After a win, then after a loss. So either way, with the pitching staff.
I would start Alex Cobb in game three, and I would have Gavin Williams ready to piggyback. Maybe Cobb goes three innings and maybe four, and then Williams is next. That would be what I would do. You got enough extra days where Bidey would come back for game four if there is one. And Boyd would come back for game five if there is one. But I would kind of, I mean, this is just my opinion. I have no inside info, but Alex Cobb is on the playoff roster for a reason. The guy has pitched in big games in the playoffs, including coming to Jacobs Progressive Field years ago and completely dominating the then Indians when the Rays beat us. So I'd go Cobb and Williams. That's interesting that Gavin is speaking. I don't know if this is some sort of game that Stephen Vogt is playing. We know the Guardians are... They like to be tight-lipped about just about everything. So maybe they're playing a little game here. Who knows?
160 starts from Matthew Boyd when he was in Detroit. You're somebody who obviously knows him very well, and obviously Scooble knows him very well. There's been quite a lot about their history together, how close, how tight-knit they are. Obviously, that's not going to be the case today. Can't be so tight-knit as they're going to be battling against each other. What do you think of what Boyd could do today?
I really like the way that he's pitched, Anthony, since coming over here. I mean, you're off for almost a year and a half, and you don't really know what you're going to get out of this guy, but he's a complete professional. He's one of the best clubhouse guys you'll ever meet. Completely blended in with this team well, and he throws strikes. You know, so many times, like we talked about Gavin Williams before, who nibbles a little bit, has a little bit of wildness at times, but Gavin's going to be a special arm one day. But a guy like Matthew Boyd just knows how to pitch. And so when you're going up against a guy like Scooble today, where runs will probably be at a premium, you want a guy like Boyd out there who just has been through it, has had his ups and downs. But I like that Boyd-Hedges combo today, where those two guys are veterans that have been around, going to throw to each other. And he's been fantastic. And if you're the Tigers, and this is what they've been doing, this is why they've been winning, they throw monkey wrenches into the lineup all the time. You know, they had Carpenter, they had Keith, and they had McKinstry, all left-handed hitters in game one. Tonight, I bet you'll see Malloy, you'll see Ibanez, who, by the way, hits the ball very well at Progressive Field, Andy Ibanez does, and you'll probably see another right-handed bat in there as well. So they'll mix and match just like they've been doing. They've never had a lineup that's been really the same. They've called their whole thing pitching chaos. Well, they take a night off from pitching chaos tonight to go with Scooble, but then who knows for game three? I mean, this has been working for them, these weird lineups and this weird pitching stuff, and it's throwing other teams off. But let's see how the Guardians do first and foremost with Scooble tonight before we talk about game three.
Yeah, what's the leash on Boyd? He went 4 innings against St. Louis, you know, 2 1/3 against Minnesota, 4 1/3 against the White Sox. How many times does he have to go through the order today? How nervous are you going to be as we approach that second time around?
Well, I'm not that nervous, Anthony, because I mentioned it before by Cade Smith. I mean, if you get Boyd into the fourth or fifth, and it could be just like with Tanner Bibee. Now, I think Boyd will throw less pitches than Bibee. Tanner had a little bit of a high pitch count early in that game the other day. But if you get Boyd to the fifth and you're in the game and it's, like I said, 1-1, 2-0, 1-0, whatever it is, and you're right there, that's when you line up Smith, Aaron, Gattis, you know, Class A, and you go to work and you do your thing. I think more of Cade Smith will be the medicine that the Tigers do not want to take, because I just think he's that good.
Were you surprised that Ben Lively was left off the ALDS roster?
I wasn't, because like I said, I think they want to give Alex Cobb a shot and Gavin Williams ahead of Lively, but I think if you're the Guardians, you tell Ben Lively, you know, let's keep throwing on the side, because if you need him for the ALCS, he may be pitching a fourth game because there's not as many days in between with all the TV and everything else. So I'm not counting Ben Lively out for the season or saying they're forgetting about him. I just think they feel like, all right, short series. We know we can go Bibee and Boyd twice, and I think they're going to go, like I said, a piggyback of Cobb and Williams for game three, and then the guys in the bullpen, Walters and Sobrowski, have pitched so well that you don't have to move Lively to the pen. Those guys have been in their roles and know them, and you can hold Lively out for a round and bring him back if you want for the next round.
Matt, thank you very much for the time. I know you're en route, so we do appreciate the time that you could give us, and all the best to you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Fellas, anytime, you know that. Appreciate the plug of the pod, and let's keep winning. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. Matt Derry from the Derry Brothers Guardians cast on the Free Odyssey app. The plug in the pod. I like that name. Derry Brothers Guardians cast, which you can find on the Free Odyssey app. But he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Were you surprised that Ben Lively was left off the roster?
No.
The ALDS roster?
No, not entirely.
I was a little bit, I got to tell you. I know they can't keep everybody, and usually a pitcher goes, but that was surprising to me.
I don't know. The Lively that we saw at the start of the year was so crucial, I think, to kind of holding things over, right? Biding time. And I think by the end of the year, it seemed like maybe Stephen Vogt wasn't really trusting him nearly as much. So it didn't entirely shock me. Now, in a seven-game series, the best of seven, which is what you'd have in the ALCS, you know, I think obviously it'll be all hands on deck at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it would certainly be that way. I do agree with what he says. I think it's a really nice thing that what he's saying. I think a lot of people agree about the Alex Cobb slash Gavin Williams thing in Game 3, which you would bring out Alex Cobb. Going three innings, I'm not sure. I mean, we're talking about finger blisters and all this other stuff, but maybe you would bring out Alex Cobb for hopefully two innings, and then it would be Gavin Williams of some sort. Like, that would be something that goes, well, man, if they win this game today, it's going to be hard to keep it's going to be hard to keep the hopes down. Like, or, you know what I mean? Like, the expectations or the arrogance down of, I don't want to sit there and say the thing's going to be wrapped up. But, man, if they beat Tarik Skubal today, I mean, you're down 0-2 in that series. If you're Detroit, you can't get to them again until game five. You'd have to make a lot of things happen. A lot of things are breaking your way then.